Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And today we're going to hear from USRA B-Mod driver Sean Walski. We're also going to hear from Rich Voss from Sign Pro, my friend Marty Pringle, about his racer reunion going on tomorrow in Fort Dodge, Iowa, and a little more from our old friend Speed at Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Hey friends, it's Speed the Sauce Man. At Cookies, sauces and seasonings are our business, food is our passion. Try our wings and things hot sauce and everything from chicken wings to your morning eggs. Use it in recipes like spicy chicken noodle dinner, party dip, and buffalo chicken pizza. And it's not only delicious, but it's award-winning too. Wings and things recently earned first place honors from the National Barbecue Association. Remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Cookies is the one.
We, Casey's General Stores, are not going to apologize. We are not sorry for tempting you with the most incredibly wonderful taste combination known to man. Fresh vine-picked tomatoes, mouth-watering beef, crisp, garden-fresh iceberg lettuce, and a mountain of tortilla chips on a perfectly handmade crust. We're not going to apologize for making a taco pizza so irresistible. But we will look the other way when you sneak that chip off the last slice. Casey's, famous for pizza and a whole lot more.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. The value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right. And that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Baylin, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer. And make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Steel Erectors today at 507-235-95.
Napa Know-How.
Getting the best usually costs a pretty penny. But when it comes to getting one of the best motor oils, your pennies don't have to be pretty at all. Because Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil is only $5.59 a quart. So open up that piggy bank and treat yourself to the best with Valvoline Full Synthetic. Now just $5.59 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices cannot include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/17.
Returning home on a November evening, I hit a deer on 35W. Hi, this is Shelley. My first thought was, is everyone okay? My second thought was, oh no, my van. I love my van and rely on it every day. My first call was to Bob at Midwest Collision. He took care of everything from getting my vehicle towed to his shop, providing me with a loaner vehicle, and returning my van back to me in a timely fashion when it was repaired. All with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Accidents happen. If you have had an accident, call Midwest Collision at 332-2434.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by USRA B-Mod driver Sean Walski. And Sean, where do you live, and what do you do for a day job?
Actually, just moved to Rolling Stone, Minnesota. I am owner of a landscape company.
Actually, Rolling Stone is a very famous racing town, Jimmy Shell.
Yes, yep, Jimmy Shell, just up the street from where we moved.
Sean, what is the name of your landscape business, and how much area do you cover?
Our business name is Scenic Landscape Services. We're actually out of Wamedy, Wisconsin. And we probably go about a 60-mile radius. We do lawn care. We do retaining walls. Pretty much anything.
How did you meet Katie, and has she always been a race fan?
Actually, we met in high school, and at that time, I traveled a lot with my brother-in-law, who was Keith Voss. So she kind of knew what she was getting into when we met.
I'm sure over in the area you're in, retaining walls are a big thing because so many people live on the side of a hill.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yep. And we actually, Buffalo County is huge for deer hunting, so we have a lot of people that live out of town. that request us to take care of their cabins and stuff when they're not around. So it's pretty good income there.
When did you start your racing career, and how did you work your way up into the USRA B-Mod division?
Well, I started racing about 10, 11 years ago. It was when Keith decided to quit going over the road as much as he had been. And we kind of joked around about starting in a Hornet and buying me one for something to do, which I did. I raced it 9 times. I won 7 times out of the 9. I unfortunately hit the wall head on, which ended that career very fast. And I told myself I would never get back in one of those little cars. So fortunately, Jim Brink, who was my car owner, offered me a car, and I've been racing USRA B-Mod pretty much ever since.
Yeah, a direct hit into the wall on the front end of a Hornet does a lot of damage.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. I was knocked out for a while. You know, I didn't know what to expect, but I just felt that if I was going to get back into a car, it was going to be something a little bit safer and bigger.
What are your thoughts on the transformation of Mississippi Thunder Speedway since Bob Timm has taken over, and how do you like the additional banking?
You know, I honestly think that it helped me as a driver better. I'm a little bit more of a momentum driver. So that addition helped me take the speeds up a little more, which I was okay with. You know, as far as the track itself, he does such a good job trying to make it equal that it usually definitely, I think, worked out in his favor.
The USRA B-Mod division at Mississippi Thunder Speedway has transformed into a premier division. When we were there on the Hornet Swarm Night, any driver in that feature had a legitimate shot to win. What a talented group of guys.
Yeah, you know, they are, and you can't take anyone for granted nowadays. There's a lot of time and money invested in these limited cars. And, you know, I think that in all reality, you know, people determine them being a B-Mod or an A-Mod. I think a lot of it nowadays is a lot of the B-Mod drivers are capable of running competitive in an A-Mod. And it may be the financial standpoint why they don't move up. But I feel on a normal night, there's 10 guys that could win. And so I think starting spot is very important in that class. And I feel very fortunate whenever I get a chance to get a feature win.
How did you get hooked up with Les Duelman and Dirt Dueler?
I had some chassis from down south. Nothing against them by any means. It was just the fact is they're far away for help and for getting car fixed when you destroy them and stuff. And, you know, I kind of always been intrigued by Les's designs. He's a very intelligent man, and he understands racing. If you can tell him what you need, he can figure out how to make it work. And that's why I think we get along so good, is because I know what I want. Just a lot of times I can't figure out how to do it. And with him, he's able to take my knowledge of what I need and make it apply to the race car. So therefore, you know, for both of us, it's a great combination.
That is a great combination when the driver and builder have that kind of relationship.
Yeah, this last car we built, I had a lot of things I wanted different, and he had a lot of ideas. And, you know, we spent a lot of time going through and making it, which I didn't make it out at the beginning of the year. But ever since we have it, it's just been great. You know, honestly, I've done minor changes to the car, just a few minor shock changes. And it's honestly been really good right out of the box.
You and Adam Hensel had a clean sweep in the mod division about 6 weeks ago. That had to be a great night at the track. Talk about how that night played out.
You know, every time I've raced the car, I've either won or I've been, you know, in the top 2 spots. And Adam, he is a very good driver. He's a very good friend of mine, you know, and he's capable of winning any night also. You know, our cars are identically the same. They came off the jig within weeks of each other. So honestly, I have a feeling you're going to see us both in victory lane quite often.
You also have had a rocket at Deer Creek Speedway.
Yeah, it's been pretty fortunate. You know, everywhere I go, it's been pretty good. You know, I've been kind of picking and choosing when I race and try to pick up some of the bigger money shows. You know, I feel like when your car is good, there's no reason to go to normal shows as far as to take chances of hurting the car when you know there's a lot of specials coming up at the end of the year.
The B-Mod National. tons of talent and quality cars, and you came out with a second place finish in that big show. How did that whole weekend go?
You know, it went really good for us. I prepared myself to hopefully make the show. I took my time, went through the car. I did everything I possibly could to give myself the chance to do well in it. I felt like I had a chance to be in the top five. There's so many good cars at that race. You have all of the local cars, which are good, and then you have a lot of guys coming from out of town, which, you know, are as good as anyone. So I guess I feel it went pretty good. I had 3 seconds and a first in our qualifying heat races. I was seventh in points overall, which I felt was close enough to the front that I could try to keep pace, which I did. I was running about sixth, fifth through the first sessions. And then I decided that with about 30 to go, I was going to try to see what I had, which I got up in the second, and we had a pretty good race. The last 10 laps, we kind of were right there. I led for one lap, but I just couldn't quite get it done at the end.
How does the success of the B-Mod Nationals and this summer translate as far as momentum going into all of the fall specials?
You know, it honestly has a lot to do with confidence, and right now I'm very confident that I have a good car that's capable of winning any night. So I feel pretty confident. I think that, you know, when you have a good car, it makes drivers look good, but you also have to make sure that you make the right adjustments at the right time. And I think I've got it pretty well down to what I need the car to do, and I can make it do it. So hopefully we can, you know, some top fives here is great. I'd like to pull off a few more wins, but, you know, I'm not greedy by any means, and I'm just happy kind of to be out there, and it's just a bonus when we do win.
Mississippi Thunder Speedway is not only a great place to watch a race, but listening to Dan and Guy on the microphone and all of the history and information really adds to the experience, because when the cars are pulling out, they're giving history about the driver, the builder, the sponsors, maybe some of their previous wins, and that really adds to the overall experience that I like there at the track.
Yeah, Dan is very good at his job. You know, I've been to a lot of racetracks over the years and listened to a lot of announcers. And Dan is a guy who you'll see in the pit area, and he'll be walking around talking to the drivers that he knows every week he talks to. And he also goes and talks to the drivers that have come there just once or twice. And he gets to know people. And I think that's why, to him, it's very personal for him to do a very good job. And I think he does a great job at it.
Now, as we transition into fall, and the weather seems to be holding out and it's going to be nice for a while, how much work do you have in the landscaping business, and is that going to affect if you can race or not?
Well, you know, in honesty, it never really quits for us. We are really busy right now, and it's a long schedule. I work 10 hours, if not 12 hours a day, and usually I go home, I put my kids to bed, and then I usually work on the race car till about midnight one. It pretty much happens every day of the week, so it's very tough. But it's very enjoyable when it does work out, when you do well. It's hard on family, you know, it's hard on the kids, but in all reality, I think everyone has fun, so it works out in the end.
And you mentioned your kids. You have two growing race fans coming up watching Dad race.
Yeah, I have a 3.5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old, and they really enjoy it. Kind of makes me keep doing it. And I'm hoping one day that one of them want to take over my shoes so I can retire and let them kind of take over the reins. I actually think I'll enjoy watching them race more than I do myself. So hopefully I can get them into it in a few years and I can retire.
Maybe you'll have them in a matching number 95 orange mini mod.
Yeah, it's very well possible. One of my daughters is already talking about orange and pink ones. So hopefully we can get her in one in a few years.
What tracks can fans see you run the remainder of the 2017 season?
I will be at the Fall Jamboree at Deer Creek Speedway. I definitely will be back at Mississippi Thunder. I plan on going to Lakeside Speedway toward the end of the year here. And I guess that's pretty much my tracks that I know I'm going to. I plan on going to more. I'm just not quite sure. It just kind of depends on how my work schedule will let me leave early.
Are you going to dress up like Fred Flintstone again for Halloween? We had Lance Hofer on earlier this season, and he said that was a pretty fun night.
Yeah, it very well could be. You never know.
It seems like all of the drivers in all of the divisions at Mississippi Thunder really get along, and that makes it a great place to go, not only just a race, but a get-together.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of fun there. Everyone knows each other. There is, obviously, people get competitive, but at the end of the day, usually by the next week, everyone's talking again and happy. You know, I have very good friends with a lot of guys that race against every week, and that's why it makes it fun, because we're all there to win, but yet we give each other room, and, you know, and that's the big thing, is making it fun for everyone.
And also the safety crew and their relationship with the drivers, because those guys do a great job, and they are on the scene like lightning.
Yeah, they're very good. There's a few guys that have been there for over the years. It's nice to know that they're there. About 2 years ago, I dislocated my shoulder in an accident, and the way they handled it was very good. It got me out, got me to the hospital. So, you know, I'm not worried. Some tracks are better than others, and I think that Mississippi Thunder does a fine job with that.
And with the looming winter season ahead of us, you are a big Minnesota Wild fan also.
Yes, I am. That's kind of my goal for the year, is to wait till they start, and that's pretty much what I do with my time in the winter. Jim Brink is a very big fan also, and Keith and my sister also have season tickets, so I have very lucky in that department to be able to go and enjoy the games.
The plans for the off season, is it just to tinker around with the brand new car that you just got finished this year?
You know, honestly, it's kind of up to Jim. Jim Brink, he's the boss behind the operations here, so you know, it's kind of up to him on what he wants to do. He usually asks my input, but at the end of the day, he runs it like a business, and he's got to make the decisions what is best fit for him. So, you know, I hope that we stick with the B mod again for next year. You know, but you never know. You know, there's talks of maybe moving up, but in all reality, it just kind of decides at the end of the year what makes best fit for all of us.
Sean, good luck the remainder of the season. I know we will see that 95X out at some of the fall specials, and thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication, as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, and installing powerlift hydraulic doors. And in 2015, Powerlift Hydraulic Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated was established at the Dodge Center Industrial Park location. Powerlift Hydraulic Doors by FMI Inc. currently is serving Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Northern Iowa. No door is too big or too small. We've got you covered with all your Powerlift Hydraulic Door needs. Customer loyalty and quality work is what you can expect from French's Repair and Fabrication Incorporated and Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie is the place to go for your next golf cart. And now with two locations, Miners Outdoor can serve you even better. Be sure to check out More Golf and Utility, located just 3 miles east of I-35 in Lakeville. Remember to ask about Club Car's new consumer golf cart, Onward. That's Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie and More Golf and Utility in Lakeville.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Why does the Ron Hornaday race team use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
Well, yeah, you're talking to the right guy with using it. Ben and the whole Walker family has been part of our family for a long time. We've known them for a long time. And then when Ben started the Walker Performance Filtration System, we definitely had to try it. And he's had it on there for the last couple of years. It's been really supportive of what we've been doing in our racing program. We probably ran 30, 35 races with two cars last year, so we got 60-something races on our cars. And, you use the old filter before, and every time you pull it apart, you always had that little dust ring around the top of the carburetor. And the last year and a half, 2 years, we've been using this filtration system for Walker. intend to have any of that. We've been running two or three races without cleaning it, and unless it's really dusty, we might have to, you know, get two races out of it. But yeah, Ben's been a big help and a big plus to our racing, you know, for Hornady race car. So I really got to thank Walker Performance Filtration.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Now is the perfect time to schedule that fall chemical application, lawn aeration, or final landscape project before the weather changes. Wolf & Sons Yard Service also provides fall yard waste cleanup to get those branches and leaves off your grass for a beautiful lawn next season. Contact Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524. They even provide bulk chemical hauling to your farm and can widen those field driveways for your larger equipment. That's Wolf & Sons, 455-3524.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a great day to be out at Sign Pro in Owatonna, and I am joined by Rich Voss. And Rich, when I walk in here, I never know what I'm going to run into, and you brought me into the back room, and there is a super cool customized early 50s international pickup that you're back there working on, and you're actually reupholstering the seat. And a lot of people don't realize that Sign Pro does that here in Owatonna, but you also have some vintage seats sitting right here where we're sitting.
Well, Clayne, that's kind of like Clayne's Toy Shop back there. Whenever you come in, we always have something really fun to look at. Yes, we do a lot of automotive upholstery here in the auto trim part of our business, and almost anything from a lot of convertibles, a lot of early vintage cars, a lot of hot rods that need the interiors done and upholstery done, we're the guys.
And what's nice is right behind you is a boat seat. Right next to us are a couple of bucket seats that the customers just pulled out of their cars and brought in, so they don't have to bring the whole car in. They can just bring the seats in and you'll take care of it.
That's right. In fact, this is a great time of the year to do that. We're starting to try to get a collection of seats that are loose that we can work on during the winter time when we don't have to have the whole car moving in and out of the overhead garages and some pickup work in the winter. So loose seats, boat seats are really good right now. If you bring them in once you've winterized your boat and don't mind getting them back in the spring, bring them in.
That is the perfect time of year. And you're also going to go over and do an on-site project on a 45-foot boat, and that sounds like a pretty cool deal.
That's a new one for us. We're pretty excited about that, but over on the Mississippi, we are in the next few weeks wrapping a 45-foot boat that's going to be going down the Mississippi and back up the Atlantic side of the United States.
Now, did you design the graphics that are going on that, or were they already designed but you're doing the installation?
That's really just a simple job of changing the color of the boat. So we're using the 3M wrap films that come in a variety of very cool colors and just changing the color of the boat from white to, I think this one is a slate color.
I also drove by here earlier today and saw your Sign Pro truck sitting out front with the beautiful gold lettering. That is really impressive. What has been the reaction as people see that truck? Because I've never seen it on anything else.
That's fun because that's one of our newer trucks that we get to experiment with some of the new ways of doing things. So we used a combination of methods of wrapping it and the new chrome mirrored gold on it for the lettering. So it's kind of a old school race car, kind of reminded me of an old Bobby Allison race car with the gold lettering on the side. And we just wanted to make it a new little bit of a style for us where we absolutely make the logo as big as we can possibly get it on the truck, even if we have to run it off the ends just to make it look cool. We thought it looked cool.
Something I've learned over the years is when I come in here, you always have a smile on your face. Every day is different. You never know what's going to walk through the door. I've been in here, guys are looking at having you reproduce vintage snowmobile graphics. I've seen hoods of tractors in here where you've redone the graphics. I come in here, there's vintage cars, there's vintage seats. You're lifting up a Jeep, putting all kinds of accessories on it. How did you get involved in this business? Because it's a really good fit for you. It's something new every day, and it really makes it exciting.
Well, I've always been interested in cars, for one thing. I've always had some interesting vehicles. But the business actually started with my father and my brother and I just deciding that this looked like a pretty good fit for me to start in on this. And this is where it evolved to.
Now, you mentioned the 3M vinyl. What you use for the graphics is extremely durable because I've seen people have their vehicles done for a long time. You look at your old SignPro truck out here that's sitting out front for sale. That's been wrapped for a long time, and it still looks great. What is that product that you apply?
We only use the best we can get, the 3M products that will last a long time. Often we'll have somebody come in and bring us something that they found online, a decal or something that they want us to put on. And we'll take a look at it and go, sure, we can install it, but there's absolutely no guarantee because this isn't a material we would have used. So we only try to use the highest quality things that'll last a long time, won't fade, won't fall off your vehicle.
If you cover your car in Hello Kitty stickers, and a few years down the road you decide that that's not the look you're going for and definitely want to change it, the neat thing about vinyl graphics is you can remove them, put new ones on, and have a totally different looking vehicle just by changing those out.
You sure can. Why you would want to put a Hello Kitty sticker on your car, I'm not really sure. But we sure could change them over for you.
It's getting to be that time of the year. Vintage cars, boats, we talked about all that. Another thing that you don't realize that you do in here is headliners, and that's a real skill in itself to get a headliner in a vehicle and get it smooth and looking the way it should.
Yeah, headliners are come a long way in from the old cars to new cars. There's a lot of different ways that they're put in. Tony knows them all. He might be the only guy in the county that knows everything about all of them. So matching up the fabric seems to be about the hardest part.
Since we spoke last year on the Dirt Show, I know you're constantly getting in really cool projects. What are some of the most memorable that you've worked on over the last 12 months?
Well, I think some of the better things we do is a lot of contractor trailers, a lot of box trucks. And one of the more fun things to do is to actually go from the beginning of meeting with the customer and wondering what they want to do, what they want to spend, what they have for a concept, and helping them to design something that fits their personality, their budget, and gets their message across on their vehicle.
And an example, you've got a brand new white slate sitting out front, a Sprinter van that still has the dealer sticker in the back window. So I know once you're done with that, it'll have a totally new look.
Right, that's one of the local electricians. Those new Ram cargo vans and the Ford Transit vans, those are all the new body styles that have come out in the last couple of years that have replaced all the old Ford Econoline vans. So we've come up with templates to match all the body lines and everything on them.
Hitches, hitch wiring, bed liners, running boards, access covers, skid plates. You do everything here to make a run-of-the-mill truck a tough, usable piece of equipment that looks like new again.
That's true. One of the things we like that I think is really fun is when a customer comes out of the department store parking lot and sees his truck out in the parking lot and goes, that one's mine. Not that blue one, not that blue one, not that one, but that one's mine because I had all that stuff custom made for me and I put it all on, and mine is different than everybody else's. It's mine.
If somebody would like to stop in and just see
your upholstery shop here, all the different samples of upholstery, maybe see some of the projects that you're doing, walk in the front room and see some of the samples of signage, vehicles you've done, some of your sign displays. Where is your location and what is the best way to find out more about Sign Pro of Owatonna?
The best way to find us is to just go to Walmart. Go 1 mile west of Walmart on the old Highway 14. Don't take the new Highway 14. You end up on the country. Old Highway 14. Come on in. We'd be happy to show you any pictures or samples or bring in the back, show you what we're working on.
Rich, it's always a great time to stop out here at Sign Pro Owatonna and see what you're doing. And thank you so much for being on the Dirt Show today.
Thanks, Clay. It's great to have you here.
Rhino Ag Equipment is used in agricultural, commercial, or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
The big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises.
Dale Enterprises are your tile main specialist. Your tiling system is only as good as your tile mains. Design, placement, and proper installation of your mains are key. Don't waste your time, money, and future yield potential on a poorly installed plan. Call Dale Enterprises in Morristown for all your field drainage and excavating needs. 507-685-2148. Dale Enterprises is your tile main specialist.
DuraDoc strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. DuraDoc's all-aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing days. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, DuraDoc has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase. DuraDoc.
If you're like me, you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system, and warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment, like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit vpsef.com. That's vp-sef.com for more information. VP SEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
Are you sick of trying to sell your car? Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classic. Avoid all those hassles involved with selling your own car and let Snow's Classic sell it for you. Located right across from Cabela's on I-35, your vehicle gets over 300,000 views monthly, and our highly rated website is visited worldwide. Cars are selling fast, and our inventory is running low. Whether you're selling a vintage car or a late model car, contact us at Snow's Classics today at 214-3554 and sell your vehicle the hassle-free way.
Kefco Racing specializes in oil pans for Chevrolet, Ford, Mopar, Circle Track, Road Race, and Street and Strip. Made in the USA by Racers for Racers. Kevco Racing, valve covers, evac canister kits, excess panels for race cars, along with a full line of trailer and garage accessories. See Kevco Racing's full line of products at their brand new website, kevcoracing.com. And if you don't see it, it doesn't mean Kevco Racing can't build it. Make American manufacturing grow. To Kevco Racing, you should go. Built by racers you all know. See kevcoracing.com or call them toll-free 1-800-770-3557. That's 1-800-770-3557.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by my friend Marty Pringle. And Marty, you have become a promoter down at Sports Park Raceway in Fort Dodge. I know it's been a great year down there, a lot of response from the fans. We were down there for opening day. What an incredible facility you have, Marty.
Yeah, we put a lot of hours in there, Clay. It's been closed down for several years. A lot of work, but yeah, we had a really, really good year, and we're hoping IMCA will come on board next year.
And then even after all the work you put in, then you got hit by a tornado too.
Yeah, we sure did. So we had to do a bunch of work all over. But yeah, it's a big half mile. It's a really nice place to go.
This weekend you have a very special event coming up. We have been down to your race reunions at you and Nancy's home in Otho, Iowa, the past few years. What an awesome event. You never know who's going to show up. There's been some of the neatest drivers with Iowa racing heritage that I've seen. Some of the Minnesota guys come down. This year you are having the event at Sports Park Raceway in Fort Dodge, and it's going to actually start on Saturday night. You are going to have a test and tune, and then Sunday is the big event.
Right, the test and tune Saturday, Queen. Everybody's welcome. If you got a late model or a modified you want to try out, it's $15 and you can test and tune all day. So that's free to the public on Saturday. And then Sunday, the race, the pits open at 10. It's a $20 pit pass for drivers. The grandstands is $2. So we went back to the old day prices, $2 to watch the whole afternoon race. And we got food, we got camping available, concession stand will be open. We have a Elvis tribute singer coming. He performs at noon. And I think some pretty good guys are coming this year, Queen. I've been talking with Ed Sanger, and I'm pretty sure he's going to make it. Holman Gate will be there. Kurt Hansen, Kurt Hogue. I mean, it goes on and on. Plus the old-timers that race at the old Fort Dodge track. Norm Weimers and Bud Fair. There's just no end to it. And we're hoping for 80-plus cars on this, so it should be a really good time.
I know the grandstands open at 11:30. There's going to be chances to get autographs with these old drivers, see these cars up close, and it's going to be really cool to see them get out on the track and race, and also to hear the different sounds of those cool old vintage motors out there on the track.
Yeah, it sure will. There'll be a lot of memorabilia and a lot of old cars on display, and drivers all be in one group there, so if you want an autograph from one of them, no problem. We're doing this. We're calling Ron's victory lap. Ron Gustafson run this for quite a few years. We lost him here a while back, so we're just kind of doing this one, Ron's victory lap, in honor of Ron. He ran this thing quite a few years, the race part of it, and I just kind of took over on it. Well, that's kind of a neat tribute to Ron.
Sports Park Raceway in Fort Dodge is very easy to find, and if they'd like more information on this event, Marty, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
My cell phone, which would be 515-570-5646.
Marty, thanks to you and Nancy for everything you do to promote racing and vintage racing, and I can't wait to see you down there on Sunday. We've been looking forward to this for a whole year.
Well, I appreciate it, Clay. Anybody have any questions, just give me a holler.
All right, we will see you down there, Marty.
Thank you.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers. Four racers, 800-622-6617.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell, running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view six of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Rider Bones Bossier on video inside the Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum induction banquet and USAC Sprint Cars Saturday night, June 3rd. In Knoxville.
Hey, you're pretty good with tools. Can you help me with a project?
Sure. What do you have in mind?
Wow, cool.
That's my Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mod. They offer kit pricing for the guys who are handy with the wrenches, and I save $2,000.
Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods are well engineered, and they're easy to work on. We should have this car ready to race in no time.
Wait a minute. How do you know so much about Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods?
Because that's mine over in the corner. Turnkey cars start at $8,999.
Yeah, I know.
Now, about that $2,000 you saved, don't you think?
Oh boy, here we go.
Find out more today at batwingchassis.com or call 507-456-5465 anytime.
Hey, this is Roger Rager, 2009 inductee into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products Distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Every morning you go to your vehicle and expect to start. What if it doesn't? What then? Hi, this is Ashley from Owatonna Auto Clinic. Everyone needs someone that they can rely on when problems arise. The Owatonna Auto Clinic has become that place for many area residents, a place that they can rely on for fast, friendly, cost-effective solutions to get your vehicle fixed and get your life back on track. Consider it a little help from your friends at Owatonna Auto Clinic. Call your local vehicle emergency room today at 451-1950.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, my brother caught a program on Iowa Public Television, an entrepreneur series, and it was a video on you. We have it up on The Dirt Show page. Everybody here at the office has watched it. What a cool video. And how did this all come about, Speed?
Well, Clayne, one day the people that do the filming for Iowa Public Television, they're actually out of Cedar Falls, called and said, say, we'd like to schedule some time and come over. Iowa Public Television wants to do a program on you. They got a, it's called Entrepreneur Series. They selected you as one of the Iowa entrepreneurs and would like to come over and film a show with you. So I said, well, sure, come on over. So a couple of them come over and spent the better part of a day here and filmed stuff out here, of course, at the automotive. That's where I started, out here in the country, and still are out here in the country. Then they filmed some stuff, of course, down at Cookies and everything, and they took all the video and audio footage and then condensed it down. That's eliminating the BS, which is barbecue sauce. You was thinking of something else, but anyway, they edited it and put it all together. You know, I feel real fortunate to have had a really pretty interesting life from growing up on the farm that I still live on, spending a few years on road construction, a couple years on house construction, was in the Navy aircraft mechanic for a little over 4 years and got out of the Navy. And even when I was in the Navy, I had a repair shop. Then when I got back here on the farm, started out working on a lot of cars and some farm implement, but mainly automotive, and then trucks. And then I started building racing engines, and built some of the big block Chevys for tractor pulls, and then drove half-mile dirt track for a number of years myself, and then into the barbecue sauce business and golf cart business. So it's been a fun life, Clayne.
And what's interesting, for anybody who's ever worked with a film crew or a TV show, how much video they shoot to get 12 or 15 minutes of arable time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they they shoot hours of stuff and then condense it down. I really felt honored for them to come and do that for somebody out here. And I always said that I don't know if I graduated from high school or if they voted me out, but they went to school here in Wall Lake, and it's been a fun life, Clayne.
I highly recommend watching this video. I can watch it over and over. It's a very interesting story. You can get on the Dirt Show page and check this out. I also like the line, when you're paying $400 a day interest, it makes you a very good salesman.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Clayne, and that was so true. And anybody that, all they got to do is hit it on a calculator. I had $750,000 borrowed at 21.5% interest in the 80s. You take $750,000 times the 21.5% interest, that's interest of $161,250 a year, and divide that by your $365 and comes out $441.78 a day, and that's Saturdays, Sundays, that's every day.
Wow. Well, congratulations on all of your accomplishments, and again, check out this video. You'll be glad you did.
Appreciate it, Clayne. Have a good one, guy.
This is Brad Schnipp, driver of the Moon Eyes Outlaw Hobby Car at Arlington Raceway. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
Since 1972, we, the Misgan family, have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Misgan Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 2 here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Misgan Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Misgan.com.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, when we mention the word seasoning, flavor enhancer, what a multi-purpose seasoning. And fall's coming up. People are cleaning out their gardens, putting it up in canning jars over the winter. And what a great addition to anything you're canning.
Oh, you betcha, Clay. And I'll tell you what, you can use it when you're making salsa. We're fortunate. Friends of ours got a pretty good-sized garden, and they get a lot of excess tomatoes. Judy and I just take the tomatoes and throw them in boiling water for about, maybe 30 seconds, and pop them out of there and peel them and core them, and then just chop them up, sprinkle a little bit of salt and a little bit of flavor enhancer, very little salt, but flavor enhancer on them, and then just put them in a gallon Ziploc bag, squeeze all the air out of it, and make sure they're flat, and then we just freeze them. Then all winter long, like for making goulash or homemade chili or spaghetti sauce or anything, you've got that wonderfully fresh tomatoes that have just been froze with a little bit of flavor enhancer on them. And I tell you what, that goes so good in chili and, spaghetti sauce, goulash, you name it. I mean, it just, actually, it ain't too bad just to take a bowl of the tomatoes and once they're thawed, sit down and just eat them cold, to be honest with you.
Speed, that does sound like a great thing to have on hand for the big game. You got some friends coming over, have a baggie of that to make a batch of chili, and you're all set.
You betcha, yeah. It makes it pretty easy. And then for those listeners out there that have got our cookbook, right now we're getting a lot of jalapeno peppers in, and there's recipes in there for jalapeno pepper jelly. And, boy, is that stuff ever good. I mean, it don't use any of our product, but it's really good. And I like to take and dump a jar of that jalapeno pepper jelly over a block of cream cheese and just eat that with chips or crackers. Boy, is that ever good.
If people would like to find out more about your products and their uses, how can they do that?
Just go to the old, good old website, cookiesbbq.com. There's recipes on there, and then for those that don't have a cookbook, they can order the cookbook right off of there, too.
Speed, as always, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You betcha. Have a good one, Klain.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and WSOTA parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at fagersracing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
This is Mark at Craig Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're on the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today. That's at Craig Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
When it comes to finding new, innovative ways to solve problems, Honda has always risen to the challenge. Take our family of Pioneer 1000 side-by-sides. The biggest news this year is the Pioneer 1000 Limited Edition. What makes it so special? First, the combination of Honda's exclusive automatic dual-clutch transmission combined with our revolutionary i4-wheel drive technology. Like every Pioneer 1000, it sports a best-in-class 999cc engine. Plus, with the Pioneer 1005, Honda's exclusive quick flip seats can go from a three-seater to a five-seater in seconds. So head to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and check out a new Honda Pioneer 1000. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
They were racing at KRA Speedway in Wilmer last Thursday night, September 7th, in the B-Modified feature. Shane Halopka over Tyler Keeter in the Mod 4 A-Main. Adam Prevey over Matt Halls in the late models. It was Rick Schroeder over Ben Wolden in the Pure Stocks. Tyler Coons over Abby Hacker in the Sport Compact A-Main. Joe Martin over Corey Merworth in the Street Stocks. Tim Johnson over Justin Vogel. And in the Superstock A-Main, Tim Johnson over Dave Moss. The three-night Mississippi Thunder Speedway Modified Nationals also kicked off last Thursday night, September 7th. In your A-Mods, it was Jake Tim over Adam Hensel. In B-Mod feature number one, Corey Crasper over Nate Wasman. B-Mod feature number two, Corey Bergman over Kurt Myers. Night two, Friday night, September 8th. In B feature number one, Robbie Eilers over Corey Bergman. In B feature number two, Travis Scherer over Robbie Buckleman. And in your A-Main feature, Rodney Sanders over Jason Cummins. And on the final night of the Modified Nationals at Mississippi Thunder Speedway, last Saturday night, September 9th, it was Dustin Sorensen over Jake Tim. And in the B-Modified A-Main, Chris Jackson over Sean Walski. They were also racing at Cedar Lake Speedway last Saturday night, September 9th, the Jerry Richards Memorial. What an awesome night of racing. In the 410 Wing Sprint Car feature, Ian Mattson over RJ Johnson. In the UMSS Wing Sprint Car 360 division, Ryan Bowers over Chris Graft. And in the UMSS Traditional Sprint Car 25-lap A-Main, Mike Mueller over Brian Van Merveren. They were racing at the Clay County Fair Speedway in Spencer, Iowa on Wednesday night, September 13th. In your A-Modified feature, it was Kelly Shryock over Mike Juergens. In the stock cars, your feature winner, Derek Green. In the sport mods, Matthew Loaf over Nate Choder. And in the IMCA hobby stocks, brothers finish first and second, Brandon Nielsen first with Cody Nielsen second.
Why drive out of town to get what you need for your truck? Hey, this is Rich at Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We're an authorized WeatherTech dealer. From laser-measured floor mats to mud flaps to vent visors, we can keep your truck or car clean and dirt-free inside and out. We have over 30 years of experience in the truck accessory business. I invite you to stop by and see what we can do for you. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.